Now, a person is apparently been killed, and they have to call in the coroner to find out what the man...
An autopsy?
Yes. Well, what is an autopsy intended to do? Find out what the
cause of death.
Right, or what the man...
died of.
And after he died, his body was placed in a the box, the container. The body's put in
a coffin.
And the coffin is usually placed in a building for 2 or 3 days before. And what is this? Where the wake is held. Usually.
The mausoleum?
A place, they have these places all over, you know, and the body is kept there for...
Funeral parlor.
And then after that, the body is taken out to the...
cemetery.
And what is done there? The
casket is lowered.
Yeah, so they do what? They
bury.
And the family then is in... The family of the deceased is usually in...
mourning.
This is perhaps an old-fashioned term for arthritis.
Rheumatism.
And this is a disease that's killed a lot of children, especially, but it starts with a D.
Diphtheria.
And this is a disease that causes the yellowing of the skin?
Jaundice.
And this is a disease characterized by a pain in the side?
Appendicitis.
And a person has difficulty keeping food down. You say he's
has
sick
with indigestion.
Yes, but you say he's sick. What? Stomach.
To his stomach.
And this the person when he's sick to his stomach might.
Throw up, emit.
Throw up is the word you probably use. Neutral, crude, or jocular terms that you can think of?
Spew out,
or no? That's the D. Are you familiar with?
Or vomit.
Right. And then, if someone had some news, that person, someone said, why did the so-and-so come over? And you say, he came over
to tell me.